We're back. Oh, everyone who's here in chat, I'll let you see this delightful picture image that Adam drew for us.
Carl Winslow.
I don't know why he has a Boy Scout hat on.
That's his security. That is how I imagine his security hat looking.
I'm assuming that's the dark hole where the door used to be in Char-Char yelling delivery?
Yep.
Okay. All right. It's not even the final draft. This is just the one that I had most recently. The dog got angrier.
Yeah. And he's still close to retiring.
So close. For now. For now, he's close to retirement. So, when we left off, it was still, no one had gone yet, right? We're at the top of the order?
Yeah, we should be top of the order.
Have, over what we have so far. We had a skinned Bothan. The Dennis Hopper, a.k.a. Smoker, attacked by something, presumed possibly dead? We have a guard and a dog outside the fence on the northwest side, attacking whatever it attacked Smoker. Sounds like they're not doing so great either. We have one dog at the gate to the south, getting ready to run outside and around because they still think that Kevin Costner and Doc Zazz are up in that tree. We have what appears to be a bush in the middle of the driveway with one person under it and a dog in the freezer. We have two dead guards and a dead dog up northwest between everyone who's outside, which is Zazz, Ragbazi, and Costner. Char-Char is inside, pretty much being yelled at by a guard and a dog at the door. He's already thrown one table out of a window and began drinking heavily.
Yes.
I gotta make notes. Drinking and table out. Okay. Yeah, we're at the top of the order, so we're gonna have two PCs, an NPC, two PCs, and then three, and who would like to go?
Char-Char can go first.
Yes, he can.
Char-Char is going to grab the other end table. Yeah, that's more what they were. Not coffee tables, but end tables, right? And throw that out the other window.
Don't look, I'll look. Scalp.
So, undamaged end table, out undamaged window.
Alright, go ahead and make your roll.
Okie dokie.
Two success and three threat. I'm gonna chuck that one out the window too. I'm gonna bank those threat. We're so close. We're so close, you guys. We're so close. Only 11 more. Maybe.
Or what?
Or I'm lying to you, and it's already happened.
Okay.
Any maneuvers? Is that it? You're just chucking things out the...
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
This guy.
We're just throwing that stuff outside, man.
Yep.
Char-Char has gone full PTSD, and he's having flashbacks from 2 years ago, and is just recreating that night.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, who wants to go next?
Kevin would get up. That would mm-hmm. be his, because I was prone, apparently.
Yep, that's one maneuver. You can spend two strain and do another if you'd like.
No, because my strain is not doing well.
Oh, okay.
Kevin would check on Zazz and make sure he's good.
He was basically on top of you. He's
yeah, just making sure he's good.
Okay. No action.
And then,
oh, sorry.
If he sees that Zazz is good, he would attempt to hide himself if he's able to.
Yeah, there's bushes along the side of the house. You're wanting to make stealth check?
If it pleases my lord.
Yeah, let's just be average.
Alright. Let's go stealthy stealth.
Yeah. Two success, two advantage. You can recover two strain or do whatever you want with the advantage.
Oh god, yes. I need more strain.
Alright, pick a bush. You're somewhere along this either.
Yes.
You can get further down the west side, or you can go to... Okay.
Like, do I see that this, like, or, like, nearby a window, but
yeah.
crouched
yeah.
up against, like, by a bush near a window?
Yeah, right there, then, near that little
corner. Perfect. I am happy.
All right, the NPC at the door is gonna look at Char-Char and be like, what the hell are you doing, man? The dog starts snarling. He's like, dude, you gotta get out of here. This, like, I have to arrest you. I have to at least restrain you and call the cops because this is beyond the pale, man. We can't have you doing this. We've already got a crisis going on outside, and now you're in here throwing shit out the window? No, man. Sit down, please. He points his rifle at you.
Char-Char looks at him and is, like, seething in anger right now and looks at the, like, he does the two fingers in his eye. Like, the motion, and then one at him and says,
walk away, man.
He's like, all right, man, sorry about this, and he's gonna try to stun you.
That's fine, because he has his shield gauntlets on him.
Okay.
And it can deflect, like, a lightsaber.
Yeah, is there a defense rating?
It says reflection 2.
That's 2 ranged, okay. And you're close range. Shit, you're probably at least you're not technically
engaged. Don't do this, bro. You're close to retiring.
This is what I was born to do. Put scum like you down.
He's gonna die.
A failure, an advantage, and a triumph. So he missed, but it hit off your arm guards, and it deflected them just enough that you got you're like kind of like repelled just for a moment. The dog is going to attack after this, but with the triumph, I need you to make coordination check for me. No, perception. Above you, 3 failures and an advantage. When he blasted the stun at you and it reflected off your gauntlet, it triggered something, and there is like tiny little caltrops that fall all around you.
Oh, fuck.
Let me get this radius up here quick. There's caltrops, like, all around you. The dog would have attacked, but the caltrops, it's gonna sit there and it's, like, growling and barking at you. And that was an NPC's turn. Now it's... Who's left to go? We have...
The doctors.
I'm just going to reel on my grappling hook and fire at the same window.
Okay. You may fire when ready.
Ridiculous.
A success and an advantage. Yeah. It disappears into the darkness of wherever you fired it. And it catches. And you are able to begin walking up the side of the building if you like. That's your maneuver.
I'm going to give one final thumbs up to Doc Zaz and start climbing up into the window.
And how does this thing, does it retract you up, or are you walking? Like, how does this go?
I'm going to reel myself up with it.
Okay. Train Silent Bob style, you're just standing there and...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I'm assuming it's this window?
Yes, you're in that room.
Action maneuver, what's in the fanny pack?
So, yeah, you're now inside. You can spend 2 strain for another maneuver if you'd like. Pass turn.
Would it cost a maneuver to dangle my grappling hook back down?
No. I'll let you throw that back out the window. Are you just, or are you, how are you doing? Explain it to me. Child. Like, I'm a child.
The hook side's on the window frame, but I throw my gun down.
Okay, so you you set it to, like, release, and it just, like, falls down and hits the ground outside, but it is latched to whatever, like a bed or something.
Yeah.
I don't have a map drawn for this one either. I mean, I have a map, but I don't have, like, picture. We'll say...
As I'm tossing on my gun, I'm still looking at Dog's ass. Thumbs up.
There's a large dress. There's shit on the wall. Alright. Cool. Doc says.
Are the blue things windows?
Yeah. The blue lines are.
You see where I just pinged?
Ah, yes. Where the little like, elbow there, the little corner?
Yeah. I'd like to move myself into there.
Okay. Break in a window or anything?
When I assume I had to get up and then move there. Oh, that's
right.
So do I have... I don't really have anything left to do, right?
It would have taken... I forgot you were prone. It would have taken two strain to move to them. Unless you used your action.
To move to the window?
Unless you used
I would action, use my yes. action to move to the window.
Okay. Perfect. I assumed you would, but I didn't want to make that... NPC turn. You're going to hear the guard outside the gate yell, and then some darks. No way. Failure and four advantage. You hear the guard, the growl of whatever this creature is. The guard yells, and then a meaty thud, and then the guard's not yelling anymore. But the dog is now like growling. So then another NPC turn will say the dog is now going to action. It's going to attempt to use venomous thing there. Alright. For success. That 10 here's one. The creature that it is fighting, it makes a pained yelp and more like big cat noise.
Meow.
Yeah.
Meow.
And this dog disappears out. The dog at the gate disappears out the gate. And we are now back to the top of the order.
I mean, Jar can go.
Litter.
So Carl Winslow shot me, right?
He shot at you, yeah.
Shot at Jar. And there's a dog right next to me, right?
Yeah. Dog I, don't know, me too. I don't know why it's not... Pictures are gone, so it's not letting me like drag them onto the map.
I can't see anybody else.
Hold on, I'll mark.
I think I'm still in the
Carl the Winslow other...
Dog Winslow.
Dog Winslow.
Cute. Okay. Yeah, so Char is going to punch the dog, but before Jeez he does that,
Christ. Okay.
He is going to use
Now, when we say dog, for those who are listening who may not have been here for the first or the second recording,
it's a space.
These
dog.
Are like
it has no
large. Fear. These are large, like combat wolves, like security wolves, and they have venomous like dew claws, so they can poison.
So. I'm going to use frenzied attack, which when making a melee or brawl attack, suffers strain up to ranks in frenzied attack. To upgrade the attack by an equal amount, I'm going to use two, so I'll take two strain.
Because you have two ranks, correct?
Because I'm what?
Because you have two ranks in it, also?
Yeah.
Okay. So it upgrades in your favor twice?
Yeah.
Alright. Frenzy your attack.
Okay. And then, because I'm doing a brawl, Feral Strength, add one damage per rank of Feral Strength to one hit of successful attacks made using brawl or melee. I have two of those, so two extra success.
13 damage? Okay.
What's the dog look like, Zach?
Hold on.
Is it dead?
No, it looks pretty beat up, but it is still snarling and ready to fight. It's a good hit, though.
Charger just goes, "Yarrr!" And then looks at Carl Winslow.
You're next.
Jeez.
No shit. All right. Another PC turn.
I just wanted to give you your hot dogs.
I didn't order the hot dogs.
Are they just like sticking out of your pocket as you're throwing the shit out?
He threw them on the everything. Floor a while ago.
He threw him on the floor about the time he pulled the bottle out of his pocket and started drinking.
Yep.
All right, who wants to go next? PC.
Kevin will go.
All right.
Could I get to the front of the house in movement?
and movement. If you spent two strain in both or your action to take two maneuvers, you could get to the front window or charge through the table.
Okay, new plan. one of the corpses of the wolf outside. Okay. I am going to throw it through a window using the force.
You're going to throw... Oh, God. Through the pool. All right. Go for
and
it.
Can I do that to do, like, whatever for it? Or is that not really a thing?
I don't... No, you don't need to do that. That's, okay. You know, that's you get to just roll. Oh, okay. Nice. So you can use the two. I don't know what it costs you to throw a silhouette one object.
Let me look here.
The creature is short distance away.
That's okay. I can pull from range and put it into things. If I need to take like some conflict for that,
I can. I mean, I don't know what the cost is. Let me open your sheet.
Yeah. Cost.
Force power move. Okay, yeah, see, some of them say spend F to increase, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I'm supposed to be doing a discipline roll with that?
Are you?
I don't know. That's what it looks like to me.
Oh, well, son of
a... I can hurl objects to damage targets by making a discipline range combat check.
All right. Well, then it's short range. Just roll ranged, probably heavy.
Okay.
We'll count the dice pool you had previous instead of the two.
Okay. The three dark side. I forgot to click out. That's why. Yeah. Okay.
That's all good. 1, 2, 5 success, 2 advantage. Yeah, you chuck this dog through the window. And with the advantage, you see when the dog goes through the window, for a brief moment, a curtain falls. Like, not an actual curtain, but it's like almost like streamers fall and sparks come out of the streamers for a few seconds.
Okay.
And then it stops.
All right.
You deactivated one of the traps.
Good job, me.
Yeah.
He'll, do I see Zaz? Zaz, do I see you?
Which window did you break, by the way? Like one of these down here?
Yeah, one of the ones like right by where Zaz is.
But I would assume I'm just like right beside you or right around the corner from you anyways.
He'd say, trap is disarmed, I'm looping around front, and he's gonna start making his way to the front.
Okay.
Halfway to the front.
Yep.
Throwing wolves into windows and running away.
All right, back to Carl Winslow. He's like, you're making me do this, man. All you had to do was stand down. Why'd you gotta hit my dog? Close range. I'm going not use dark side. All right, he's going to fire carbine at you again. Stun setting. 11 damage.
Oh, wait.
What? What's your defense? 1, 2, 2 range?
No. Let me roll it. Yeah, but that's...
Shit.
Yeah. I was going to say, yeah.
What's the range on Menace, Zach?
What? Is this something that your Beastmaster skills?
Enemies within a short range of the character's bond animal adds 1 black die to the next combat check made against that character.
I was going to roll sidestep.
It sounds like something that you wanted, that you needed to activate.
Yeah.
Menace is a passive.
Oh!
But it says next check. So it's any check? Or is it... Okay. I'll roll another one. Nice. So they still got a triumph. Char-char, you're getting... You said you're going to do sidestep or something? What does that do?
Wait, I was wrong, Zach.
Doesn't matter, it was blank.
Are you
listening?
It's an activated skill.
Is it a reaction or is it preview?
No, it's basically, yeah.
What does it say?
Once per round, may perform sidestep maneuver and suffer a number of strain to upgrade the difficulty of all incoming.
So yeah, you would have to do it before on your
turn. Yeah, that's why I was like, wait. I keep forgetting. So what keeps throwing me off is you say stun gun.
No. He's shooting stun. He's firing his rifle on stun. It's so not an actual stun gun.
It is a ranged weapon.
It is. It's his carbine blaster that he has set to stun. So it's those blue rings instead of like a red bolt.
Yeah, okay.
He's going to blast you back a bit into the caltrips, and you're going to be prone. And please take 3 strain damage. No soak, just straight to your strain.
But I have melee defense.
It doesn't matter. This is Triumph. He's pushing you back onto the corpse.
How much strain?
3.
3?
3.
Okay.
3.
Are you unconscious?
No.
Well, then why are you freaking out, 3?
That's a lot.
It's not that much.
That's a quarter of his strain.
Perfect.
Perfect.
All right, it is the PC's turn. If you stand up, it takes a maneuver.
The doctors.
I should have actually had more difficulty when you punched that dog. I forgot, you're in caltrops.
So, Kevin broke window by me?
Yes.
And then ran around?
Yeah.
So can I see into the building?
Yeah, let me put you on that map. Those trees don't exist. Those trees should have been.
Okay, so I can't see through to where they are.
No. Well, I mean, you might be able to see Winslow over here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I want to shoot him.
Let me see. Let me check line of sight. I'm gonna make it more difficult. It is also long range. So that's 3, and I'm going to give you a setback because of... It's a tight shot. It's a very tight shot. You may roll failure and 3 advantages. You can do something you want with those advantages, or we can say that you freaked Winslow out and he's prone. Because with 3 advantages, it costs...
Can I recover 2 strain and then pass the other advantage on to Greg Bozzi?
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Ragbazi.
I mean, assuming no one's climbing up the rope, I'm pulling my gun back up.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait, you had a rope dropped?
Yeah, he dropped his grappling hook for you.
Oh.
I gave you a thumbs up.
I didn't hear anything about a rope being dropped. I thought you were just like winding yourself up there.
He brought himself up. And then he hooked his grappling hook onto the bed and threw the gun out the window. It will take your maneuver to pull the thing up.
Okay.
But you can spend an action or 2 strain another maneuver.
Action or 2 strain. Pull the gun up. I'll take 2 strain. I walk into the middle of the room. What do I see?
A door. A bed.
They're gonna hit me.
A bunch of furniture. Dark. There are pictures on the walls. It looks like it may be teenager's room, but it looks like it hasn't been used in a long time. There's like terrarium on the west corner shelf. There's books. There's speakers, like boombox and stuff.
What's inside the terrarium?
It looks like some sort of tarantula.
I'm going to put the terrarium in the dresser.
It will require you to pull out multiple drawers because it's like a large-ish.
Does the terrarium look secure? Is this thing gonna get out?
We could say this can be like a boudoir or like it's got doors on it. The thing next to it, furniture next to it, is taller and has like doors that open and close. And you can put it in there if that's what you want. You're trying to hide it. That's fine.
I'm trying to add a secondary containment around the tarantula, yes.
Okay, yeah, you can do that. You can do that.
Can I tap-tap the door handle? Just tap-tap with, like, a finger?
I need you to roll me. just roll a regular light side point first, just to see if something gets you.
I have to roll a light side?
Yeah, just one. The door is locked, and it's not the kind of lock that you can unlock from the inside. It's like you gotta have like the key, like an old skeleton key type lock, where you have to have the key on both sides. It's an old door.
I gotcha. Okay, but
nothing happens. You don't get electrocuted. You don't get anything like that.
Okay, I'm gonna radio to the responsible ones, Kevin and Zaz.
Okay,
hey, I'm in a house. There's a big freaking spider in here. It's dark. I think I'm stuck.
You guys can chat as free actions.
Oh.
So, we stealing stuff, or what was the plan again?
Catch the kid.
Okay, okay. I have an idea. There's not much. Would you say used up all my stuff this turn, Zach?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Okay, pretty much that's it. I'm stuck in that room.
I'm stuck in the room.
I'm going to move Kevin Costner since you're now moving like towards the house. Char-char Zaz.
Yes, I would say here. Let me drag myself out, though.
Oh, all right. Whose turn was it? That's an NPC's turn, right?
Yeah, it'll be a couple NPCs here. The outside the fence NPCs, apparently.
Yeah. Yeah. The one dog that went out the gate, it's gone. It's heading towards the other realm. You don't hear anything anymore. We'll all resolve that stuff separately, so let's go ahead and... Okay, yeah. So, we'll say we're top of the order, then. Whoever wants to go.
Kevin wants to get in range to shoot Carl Winslow.
Okay. You can actually get to the window with your maneuver and shoot into the...
So I can get all the way up here?
Yeah.
Okay, Can I take two strain to set my weapon to stun?
You don't need to use strain to set to stun, do you?
Oh.
Or is that something that the conditional of the weapon?
It's not conditional of the weapon, but I didn't know since it's set to kill.
No, it's just a thumb. It's like a safety switch.
Wait. Stand corrected. I don't have a stun feature on this, apparently.
I knew someone didn't. I didn't even know who it was.
I do not have a stun.
Peace was never an option.
No. Yeah, I guess I'm shooting Carl Winslow in the back because he's not looking. All right, you ready for this?
Yep, whatever. One, two.
Sick.
Six advantage. Okay. So you got at least two crits. Yeah, Carl Winslow is dead.
He's dead or is he down?
Well, that's up to you. Let me see. With the damage alone, he's extremely wounded. But you have the ability to...
Can I use a number of advantage to just have him pass out?
Sure. Just give me three of those will be used to knock him. He's unconscious.
Yes, that can be my quote-unquote crit. I crit to knock him out.
For sure.
Because I'm a nice guy.
What?
Yeah, you heard me. I'm the last Botham.
And you still have three advantage.
Three advantage?
You can recover strain, you can pass boost.
I will pass boost.
So how would you like to do it? If you do it just pass to them as, like, naturally, then it'll be round robin. Everybody else will get one boost.
Yeah, I want everybody to get one boost.
Okay,
so nice.
Everybody gets one.
All right, that's one more PC.
So Char-char.
Okay.
Here's what I would like to do.
Uh huh.
Can I pick the dog up that's in front of me and throw it at Carl Winslow?
So if you go, how are you getting to the dog?
It was attacking me.
No, it wasn't. You were attacking the dog.
Yeah, but still, melee range, right?
You got pushed, remember? Look at where you are on the map.
Yeah, but, okay, so walk
just
two dog?
Perfect, you're going to walk through the caltrops. Awesome.
What? Oh, yeah.
Did Char-char not see me knock Carl Winslow unconscious?
That's fine.
He's down.
I mean, he definitely did.
He's down.
Okay, yeah. I don't want to throw the dog at Carl Winslow, but I want to throw it...
Take three more strain damage?
That's fine. And then throw the dog in...
It's going to be brawl. Or ranged? How do you want to... it'd be ranged. Ranged.
How much more strain?
Three.
Okay. And then before we do that, I want to do... Like, before I throw the dog.
Uh-huh.
Second wind. Once per encounter, may use second wind to heal strain.
Mm-hmm.
Per level, I have one level, so I want to lower my strain by one.
Okay.
Yes, perfect. Char-char is supposed to throw the dog out the window, closest to him.
Which window? Pick a window.
The one away from Carl Winslow.
Okay. Roll me ranged heavy. Actually, wait. The dog isn't. The dog is active. You have to brawl it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Roll me a brawl.
Oh, brawl.
Brawl.
So, good how God. Cool does it look when I throw the dog out the window?
Well, I'm gonna bank that setback for one.
Boop. Wait, what did I roll?
5 success, a threat, and a triumph.
Okay, yeah, take that threat.
And your brawn is 4.
Yeah.
So that's 9. I don't think we have any Beastmasters left on there, so I'm just gonna... the dog is dead. You threw it out the... It was already severely wounded.
Yeah, you messed that thing up already.
You punched that dog really hard.
Chochar was, like, about to, like, angrily throw it at Carl Winslow, and then remembered that he heard him say he was about to retire. And he was like, no! And chucked him out the other window.
And for your triumph, I'll say that you are now outside of the caltrops. They've been all shifted around enough now that you can safely get out of the caltrops.
Oh, good, good.
We don't have any more NPCs. Did it. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So, you may roll either cool or discipline to recover strain every week.
Hey!
Cool or discipline?
Cool or discipline, yes.
They call me Commander Cool.
Sick.
How much strain do I recover with that?
Each success is 1, and then I usually say every 2 advantage is 1.
Okay, fine. I'm down to 3. That's fine.
So, Ragbazi recovered 2.
Oh, thank goodness.
Does Zaz have any strain that he needs to recover?
No.
What about Char-Char? Yeah, I know you do. Adam.
Yeah, goodbye, he's Adam. Gone again.
Adam!
Goodbye, Adam.
Don't tell me. He's not asleep, right? Like, he hasn't sounded tired.
No, he's here. He's wandering around.
He's either getting spaghetti, something with a mouse. Ah, there he is.
Wait, what happened? I just got up to go pee real quick.
I need you to roll cool or discipline to recover strain.
Oh, no, there's no cold spaghetti either right now, unfortunately.
What about warm spaghetti?
Nope, I ate both of those. Cool or discipline?
Just click. You recovered one strain.
It was a legit choice.
You recovered one strain.
Nice.
So we're all in the house. Do we want to
throw our stuff outside? Yes. This is all one glass right here?
It's like multiple panes. It's just multiple panes.
Before we get sidetracked, can I just rip apart the bedsheets and fashion a rope and drop it out the window?
Hell yeah. Wait, where's the window?
My window.
Yeah, give me a survival check.
Oh, survival, you say?
Mm-hmm. Unless you have another idea.
One second, let me check something.
Okay.
Don't I have a survival?
You get something for survival, I think, like a boost or something. You get something.
Oh shit, I forgot I have that.
It's something for your hermit class, isn't it?
Yeah, this doesn't, none of them apply here. Okay. Standard survival check. Oh. Oh.
So you managed to tie 2 sheets together, but you don't really knot it. It's just like 2 sheets tied together and thrown on a window.
It might not be touching the ground either.
Yeah, it's probably like 3 or 4, maybe 5 feet off the ground. Thing is, there's no knots to help someone climb it. It's just sheets out the window. And they're like silk sheets. So they're kind of slick, you know? But we can all run around and do one thing if we want. We had Ragbazi threw some...
That's my one thing.
Yep, Ragbazi threw some sheets out the window. I'll go off my list. Moose, what is Kevin Costner do?
Now that I'm not in combat?
Correct.
He'll walk in the door. That got busted open by Char-Char.
Okay.
Look at Char-Char and go, good job distracting everybody.
Is it Char-Char's turn?
I'm going to have Doc Zasko next because he's next on the list on Roll 20. Whatcha doing, Zayas?
Oh, that's all Moose was going to do.
Yeah, I just tell him that he did a good job and then just kind of prepare himself for the next phase. He knows what to expect.
Zaz doesn't trust this hall of mystery figures in there.
It's all like furniture, yeah.
So, I don't know, maybe I can't move the whole way, but I would, like, start heading in.
Yeah, you can get about that far, around. That's fine. And we'll say as you walk through, you see, like, a large TV, you see, like, couches and end tables and footstool, or coffee table, and other furniture, short bookshelves and stuff, as you walk around. All right, Char, what are you doing?
God damn it. No, I'm here. I'm just thinking.
Throw more stuff outside. Do it.
I'm tempted in another. Hang on, I gotta look up one.
Throw Winslow outside.
No, I wanted to.
That would kill him. It would definitely kill him.
That was one of the thoughts.
That was 2 days from retirement. Who's the other card that was 2 days from retirement?
Oh, shit. That was, I think, last life day? The life day before that? No.
Oh, my God.
Maybe that was Jedi Adventures. I don't remember.
I can't remember.
The ones that we fought off in the farm?
I think so, yeah. He was, like, behind a barricade. He had, like, 2 days left.
That's what it was. Yeah.
5 meters. How big is 5 meters?
God damn it. 5 meters? Why? What do you want to know what 5 meters?
Shh. Go to sleep, my sweet prince.
It's like 15 feet.
Okay. Okay. Follow-up question.
Okay.
How wide is this? Like, what? So Char-Char is looking off to his left right now and is seeing, like, what looks like a very extravagant lounge.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. Yeah. So how wide is the room?
What do you mean how wide is it? Large room? I don't know. What do you want to do? I just need to know what you're doing. I can help you.
No, because I need some dimensions on whether or not it's feasible.
You have a visual of the room? That's the size of the room.
Does it look like one end to the other is greater than 15 meters?
Wait. 5 meters, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. 5 meters. 5 meters would get you probably to the coffee table, maybe, or this couch.
Oh, so it's wider than that. Cool.
What?
No, I was going through my inventory. Can Char-Char throw a thermal detonator right over here?
Oh, dear God.
Okay.
Right over where?
I want you to know right now.
Stuck in a room upstairs, and you're going to throw.
If you throw a thermal detonator, it will hit Zad. A thermal detonator is a mini nuke, essentially, from
Fallout. Yeah, but.
It's all glass, dude. You're going to be shooting glass shards out the window, it says. And nuking it.
Terminator style is sitting in the fence.
Thumbs up.
Okay,
real cool, Char-Char. Real cool. First the mayonnaise, now this. Okay.
First the mayonnaise.
What if it's like down in the corner of the room? This point's clearly out of everybody's range.
You are still shooting shrapnel at Zaz.
That's fine.
Hold on, let me show you. Jeez. The blast radius of this thing would be like...
You realize he's going to collect your beard for this, right?
It would be like this, right? Or bigger. And it's throwing glass at Zaz. Like, there's going to be...
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry, John, but yes.
Are you... The house might collapse. Are you really going to throw this thing? Where are you throwing it?
Okay, so here is me RPing my character. He fucking hates this kid.
That's fine. I just need to know what you're doing.
He's going to fucking do maximum damage at this
Click
point.
Click on the map and ping where you are throwing.
He got electrocuted and then he stepped in his shitty cow traps again. Right there.
I'm going to laugh when you critical fail and kill me because I'm standing next to you.
And then there were two doctors.
Throw your thermal detonator.
No, wait. I want to spend a light side point to upgrade this.
Throw it. I need to open my item sheet.
Why are you doing this? I didn't even activate menace.
You need to throw your thermal detonator. It's like a ranged attack. You gotta
Thanks for killing me.
Oh.
Hold on a second. I didn't see it. I'm looking at the. I'm looking at explosives.
It's not good.
Oh no.
Where's?
And Winslow had 2 days left.
Oh shit. I still haven't looked. I'm kind of terrified.
Oh no.
Thermal detonator. Here we are.
It's a great way to end. Great damage way to end the episode.
20. Crit 2.
Thank God you didn't even do it.
Range short. I don't even know if you could throw it that far, buddy. Blast.
Yeah, it didn't go that
15.
Far.
15. Vicious 4. Despair causes detonation in hand.
Oh, good job. Thanks, man.
And breach. Oh, you guys. Oh my gosh.
I'd like to think as soon as Char Char pulled that out, Kevin did get walked away.
Does he get a reaction to try to run?
Can I have a reaction to try to run?
Okay, so as Char Char pulls this thermal detonator out, I need you to roll me. It's gonna be hard coordination or athletics. Hold on, I'll upgrade
coordination.
For you. There you go.
Wait. Don't we have the round robin boost still or no?
Yeah, you get one, I believe. I don't think I've used yours.
Yeah.
All right. So I upgraded, I boosted coordination. All right.
Carl ready? Winslow was so close to retiring from it. Yeah, by the way, Chaos is right. It has breach, which is like pierce 10. Each level of breach is pierce 10.
Oh, God. And it ignores soak? What?
And the breach is. Or is because there is no armor that's going to give you plus 10.
Okay. I'm gonna roll coordination.
Okay.
Hooray!
All right. And an advantage. We could say you like dive out of the.
With
you
Carl?
Know what? Let's give. Oh yeah! If you want to use your advantage to bring Carl with you.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. Carl Winslow is safe. Zaz and Ragbazi. I'm gonna make it a little less difficult. Well, you guys don't even know what the fuck is going on. I need Rag. Actually. Ragbazi and Pi, I need you both to roll a light side.
Those are both me.
I'm sorry, no, Ragbazi and Zaz. Roll a light side point from the top of the dice pool. You guys, I think we just killed Char Char. I was joking when I told you I was going to kill your ass with an explosion yesterday.
Char Char died how he lived.
Dangerously. And drunk as fuck.
What do you mean a light side point?
Yeah, like what Pi just did. Go to the top of the dice pool where it's the little force die and just put one in there and that.
Is that the center?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, click out of the box too, sorry. Alright. Ragbazi, you are running down the length. I'm sorry, Zaz, you're running down the length of the building, and you see Char Char pull out this thermal detonator or something, and you know whatever Char Char's pulling out of his pocket into his hand is not a good thing. So you manage to kind of crouch down, and the bushes help protect you from any of the damage. All of the windows on the first floor are gone. Every single window on the first floor is blown out. The shockwave.
And we're all deaf.
Well, there should be
stuck upstairs.
Ragbazi, the floor. Let me see. Where are you? I'm going to move you back up. I'm going to move all of us up here real quick.
I'm here-ish. I'm just at the window because I just threw her the bit sheet out.
So this is where Ragbazi was. Yeah, at the window. So the entire floor,
We need to figure out how to calculate my damage here at some point, Zach.
This is you feel the corner of the room where the tarantula was sagged down. That bookshelf the dresser you put it in has now broken, and you can see that the terrarium is shattered. But you don't know where the tarantula is. I gotta write that down. Tarantula.
Char-char.
Loose. With
the tarantula.
So, okay. In any real world, Char Char is dead.
But
I am going to let you roll.
Hang on.
What?
No, wait. How much damage did that actually deal?
Okay. A thermal detonator does 20 damage, and it pierces... it's got pierce 10. So no armor you have is enough to Greg Bozzi loses his legs again, but in a new way.
Okay.
Don't make me just kill him outright.
No, say it again.
20 damage.
Yes.
Pierce. It's breach, which is pierce 10.
So I take 10 damage no matter what.
What it's saying is, there is no soak that you could have that would prevent any damage. You're taking 20 damage.
Wait, no matter what.
This is a plus 40 on a crit roll, too.
But there
plus 40? Why is there plus 40? No, okay. I'm not rolling. If he had two despairs, I'd make him roll a crit. Well, I guess he's dying, so technically he has to roll.
Wait. I don't understand. What?
What do you mean you don't? I don't understand what you don't understand.
How can I have... You're saying that I have... Say what a thermal detonator does.
20 damage.
Okay. Just 20.
20 damage. No. And your soak does not apply.
It's all of it.
Through your soak. So it's 20 damage straight to the face.
I thought you said it had 10 piercing.
That's what I'm... Do you understand what pierce is? You've got... Mm-hmm. What's your soak?
6.
Okay. 10 minus 6. Negative, there's still 4. It could still pierce 4 more of your armor. It is completely through your armor, is what I'm trying to tell you.
With one range defense.
Doesn't, dude. Tell me that it's ranged when it blows up in your hand.
Well, then I have one melee defense too, though.
It's not you're not kidding me. You can try.
The main thing is that I've got my wounds threshold is 17.
You must live with the consequences, Char-Char.
No, Char-Char, the roll offset is 40. I need you to go to your critical injuries tab and click on roll crippled. Which arm did you throw with?
He's right-handed.
You blew off your right arm completely.
Well.
No, it's gone. There is no getting out of this.
No, that's fine, but hang on.
So Char-Char is currently in a medical emergency at the moment. He is unconscious.
I have the heroic thingy.
What heroic thingy? Just
heroic fortitude. May spend one destiny point to ignore the effects of a critical injury on brawn or agility checks.
That's fine. Okay, you're unconscious. You have one arm gone.
Okay.
And we're going to make a roll to see if you're bleeding out or not. Roll me a resilience check. Or give me a light side point, I guess. We can do that as well. Okay, a success. Your arm is blown off, but it's been essentially cauterized by the blast. So you're unconscious. You're missing your right arm. Char-char. Fucked up. This is our first super severe damage that anyone has taken, and our tank took it to the face.
I would like to flip a light side point to have the arm land over by Kevin Costner.
Nice.
Dude, I don't even know if the arm's still.
That's a fair argument. Is the arm still there?
Let me roll this real quick. It is severely mangled and missing fingers. And there's probably a section missing, but you have most of his arm. Should he want to keep his arm or pieces of his arm?
Daniel can rebuild him.
Char-Char.
Oh no, I have no intention of giving this to Char-Char. I happen to have a friend that I know is rather fond of collecting body parts, and they may want that. I mean, I'm not saying names.
Also, by the way, the rubble of the top floor is collapsing. Like, it's where the blast radius is straight up. There may be a hole, but like all around the edge of the blast is just debris that's fallen down. So the staircase is almost essentially useless.
So you in in the aftermath of that, you just hear like Char Char chuckling to himself as he passes out.
fuck you, kid.
You don't even know where the kid is. Oh my god, I can't believe you rolled a spare, dude. I honestly, oh my god. Thank you. From me to you, thank you. Because that was pretty cool. I just need you to understand, Char Char is severely fucked up right now. Yeah, get another fine addition to my collection. Yeah, I think Zaz is getting a new toy. And we'll call this episode of Tales of the Outer Rim Life Day 2023. We want to thank all you listeners for coming and hanging out with us. We want to thank Steph Makepeace for doing the music for the show. And if you like what we do and want to keep hearing more, check out our Linktree, linktr.ee/Tales of the Outer Rim. Our website will be updating soon, but you can check us out at talesoftheouterrim.com. And we are releasing this on February 7th, 2024, as our contribution to Star Wars Podcast Day, in which we celebrate the first Star Wars podcast, Jedi Talk. I believe this year is the 25th anniversary of Jedi Talk, first episode. So make sure on all your socials you check out Star Wars Podcast Day 2024. Most importantly, Instagram. I think it's where it's the heaviest. And check out all the great shows. There's a whole lot of them. And some friends of the show are in there as well. So take a look. All right. May the Force be with you.
You must understand, though the touch of your hand makes my pulse react, that it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl. Opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than that. Oh, oh, oh. What's love got to do with it? What's love but a second-hand emotion?
Fucking beautiful.